you have to understand that this particular Bhagavad Gita was a very special one that comes only once in a year of Brahma. Vaivashyata Manvantara, 28 Chaturyugas, Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna comes. So the Brahma then and Vishnu then led them to Goloka. Then we describe how they went up beyond the covering of the material nature, then they came to the causal ocean, and beyond causal ocean they saw, in the causal ocean they saw so many universes that floated in the fields. And then finally they came to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, in the gate of Vrindavan there were two ladies guarding the gate, and when they approached they asked, where do you want? And they said, where do you meet Krishna? Krishna said, appear, my gentleman. So then they came back and said, well, Krishna wanted to know from which Brahmanda you came. So they were quite surprised. Brahma was quite surprised. He considered, I thought that there is only one Brahmanda. But Vishnu actually said, in the universe, in the Brahmanda, where you appeared as Prishnigarbha and you penetrated the covering of the universe with your toenail. So then they reported, and then they came back and ushered Brahma and all the demigods along with Vishnu to Krishna. And when they reported, when Brahma reported to Krishna, Krishna said, okay, I will come to rectify the situation of that particular universe, the planet. So when Krishna said that he is going to go to come to the material nature, just hearing that, Radharani fainted. So Krishna brought her back. And then Krishna assured that, yes, when I go there, you will also come with me. Radharani said, no, I don't want to leave the Radharani. Then Krishna said, okay, I'll send a part of Vrindavan to the earth planet where I'll be going. And that is how Vrindavan descended in this material nature, particularly in this earth planet. And then one after another, different parts of Vrindavan also started to appear, special parts like Govardhan, Radhakund. As you know, recently we had this Radharani's appearance. So they came with certain pretext. Like Govardhan came as the son of Drona Mountain in Shalmali Island. There are seven islands in the Bhumandal. Like the central one is Jammu Deep, which is the earth planet where we are. Then Plaksha, Shalan. Then comes Shalmali. And in Shalmali, there is a mountain called Drona. And Govardhan appeared as the son of Drona. Actually, as I said, like these mountains are not just some inert matter. They're personalities, like Himalaya is a mountain. And he has a daughter, and that is Parvati, the consort of Lord Shiva. Similarly, Drona had a son, that is Govardhan. Vinda had two daughters, Vinda Mountain. This has been described by Rupa Goswami in Lalita Marbhava, that when Vinda got to know that Himalaya's daughter got married to Lord Shiva, Vinda wanted to beat him, and with a desire to get his daughter, that he would get a daughter whose husband will be even superior to Lord Shiva. And he performed great austerities and penances, and as a result of that, he got two daughters, Radha and Chandra. And at that time, Putana was killing all the children. So Putana ran away with his two daughters. She was flying through the space. And then the Brahmanas of King Vindha started to chant the Rakshasa Nidhana Mantra, the mantras that will kill the Rakshasas and Rakshasis. And being afraid, Putana dropped these two girls, two little girl babies, and these two girls fell onto lotuses, and those lotuses went floating through Jamuna, and one girl was found by King Vrishabhanu, that is Srimati Radharani, and the other girl was rescued by King Chandrabhanu. They're two brothers. So, anyway, this way we can see that these mountains and rivers are personalities. And so Govardhan appeared as the son of the mountain Drona in Shalmali Island. So one day Pulastha Rishi, a great sage who is the son of Lord Brahma. Brahma, as you know, his first four sons were the four Kumaras. And when they declined to help Brahma in his materialistic endeavor to fill up the universe, then Brahma got another 10 sons from his mind. And they were Pulastha, Pulaha, Kotu, Angira, Manichi, etc. So Pulastha is a great sage. So he was traveling through different places, and when he came to Shalmali Island, he saw this beautiful Govardhan. And before departing, he asked Drona that, "Will you please give me your son for me to take him to Kashi, where he, Pulastha, actually stayed and meditates?" So when a saintly personality asks something from somebody, generally he doesn't decline, he doesn't refuse. That's the custom. So he could not decline, and although he was quite heartbroken because his son was so dear to him, and now the sage is asking him to offer him. So he agreed. But Govardhan, and when he told Govardhan that, "Look, this sage wants to take you to his place of meditation in Jambudvip, in a place called Kashi, Varanasi." So Govardhan asked, "But how will he carry me there? It's so far away." And he said, "Well, he has mystic power. So with his mystic power, he will carry me." So then Govardhan said, "Okay, I'll go with one condition, that he'll have to carry me all the way without stopping. And if he stops and puts me down, I won't move from there." Pulastha agreed. So he was carrying, and when he arrived in Jambudvip, and he was flying over Vrindavan, then Govardhan became so heavy that he not only couldn't carry, but he got some pressure to evacuate. So that's too. So due to the pressure, and after all due to the Jogamaya's arrangement, he forgot about the condition. He placed Govardhan in Vrindavan, and then after taking his bath, when he came, he tried to lift him. He can't. Then he said, "My boy, please come into my hands." So Govardhan said, "Look, I made a condition that you won't stop. You'll have to carry me at a straight. Now that you start drop me here, I'm going to stay here. I'm not going to go." So then Pulastha actually cursed him that every day you will be reducing by the size of a mustard seed. And this is how Govardhan is actually reducing its size. It used to be a huge mountain. Anyway, this is how Govardhan came to Vrindavan. Govardhan, the name itself has a very special significance. Go means cows and Vardhan means increase. Govardhan actually increases the community of cows. So, one day in Vrindavan, Krishna saw, he was only 7 years old at that time. So, Krishna saw that all the elderly members of the society, they are very busy in arranging for something. So Krishna asked his father. It has been described here that although Krishna is all-knowing, but he is still asking as if he didn't know. So this is the indication of Krishna's pastimes. Krishna plays in such a way that it's like a drama on a stage. Krishna's pastimes are like a drama on a stage. And the drama has two purposes. One purpose of a good drama is entertainment, and the other aspect is education. So Krishna performs his pastimes to entertain his devotees. Just iti driksha lila bhir ananda kunde shabhosham nimajjantam akkappayantam. In this way, by performing his pastime, shab lila bhir ananda kunde, Krishna drowns his shabhosham, his intimate associates, his devotees, in an ocean of ecstasy, ananda kunde. Nimajjantam drowns them. That is the purpose of Krishna's pastime. And the other is education. By performing his pastime, Krishna actually educates everybody. What is the goal of life? How should one act? How should one behave? How should one follow the path of dharma, the laws that have been given by Krishna himself for the sake of their spiritual advancement? By coming here, Krishna actually fulfills those two missions through his pastime. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya jagushkata dharma sansthapanarthaya sampavanju. So Krishna is actually performing his pastimes in this. Krishna asked his father, "Father, why are you so, what's happening? Why are you all so busy today?" Nanda Maharaj told Krishna, "Krishna, I'm really very busy, you can see that. Now please don't disturb me, just go play with your friends." Because Nanda Maharaj knew that this boy, he asked one question, and like that one question will lead to hundreds of questions. So then Krishna reasoned, "My father, I need to know why you are doing something. If you don't tell me, then I will remain in ignorance, and that of course will not be to your reputation." So then Nanda Maharaj said, "See, today we are worshipping Indra." So Krishna, why do you worship Indra? Nanda Maharaj felt, yes, it started. Why you worship Indra? So he said, "Look, Indra is the giver of rain. It is by his arrangement that we get rain. And we are cowherd people. Our business is to protect cows and cultivate land. Therefore, we need rain, timely rain." So, Krishna, does it rain just because Indra, because you worship Indra? Nanda Maharaj said, "Yes, that's true." Then Krishna said, "In the middle of the ocean, no one worships Indra. And there is no need for water, then how come it rains there?" So Nanda Maharaj got stuck. So he said, "Actually, it's a tradition that we are following. Our forefathers have been maintaining this custom. On this particular day, on this particular tithi, we all wash. And then Krishna said, is this custom is a colloquial, local custom, or is a scriptural injunction? Nanda Maharaj could remember any scriptural support to that. So he admitted it's a local custom. He said, you say that our business is to protect cows and maintain the land for the sake of the cows. So actually, our cows are being maintained by Govardhan. The cows and the calves graze in the valley of Govardhan, and they are nourished by the fountains from Govardhan. And this is how he kept on describing the glory of Govardhan. And so on top of everything is Govardhan. So let's go and worship Govardhan instead of Indra. So although Krishna was only a little child, Nanda Maharaj and other elderly members of the community always listened to Krishna. Now that Krishna said, let's worship Govardhan, they said, okay, fine, we'll do that. So all the arrangements that was made for worshipping Indra, they took that and worshipped Govardhan, offered all the food. And that is the Annakoot festival. A mountain of food was offered and Govardhan ate it. Then all of a sudden everyone saw that Govardhan has the form like Krishna. A huge form. His head is practically touching the sky. And with his large arms, he is picking up the food and putting it in his mouth. And there is another Krishna standing there with his arms akimbo, looking at Govardhan. And so this is how we can see that Govardhan is non-different from Krishna. So Govardhan is, in one hand, Govardhan is the best of devotees, Haridasa Varja. And on the other hand, Govardhan is Krishna himself. There's no difference. So this is how they all fed Govardhan, and then they circumvented. Then they fed the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas first, and then the elderly people, and finally they themselves ate after feeding everybody. So, and after that, they did the parikrama. In the meantime, Indra was all prepared to get the worship. And there was no worship. And he was wondering, what's the matter? How come there's no worship? So, he sent the wind to find out what actually happened. So, his messenger came back and said, the food, that the arrangements that they made for your worship, they have offered it all to this mountain called Govardhan. Indra was extremely angry that just on the words of a little child they have insulted me. So Indra decided to teach them a lesson. So immediately he called this wind cloud Sambartaka. That's the devastation, the cloud for devastation. At the time of annihilation, this cloud comes and pours rain that floods the entire universe. And not the entire universe, up to the heaven, Swargaloka. And so he said, go and destroy it. So the cloud, Sambartaka cloud, along with thunder and storm and wind. And all of a sudden the residents of Vrindavan just saw from the northeast corner a dark cloud is moving at tremendous speed. So they all approach Krishna. So Krishna, Indra must have been so angry, sending this rain to destroy us. So please help us. guidance. So Indra said, Krishna said, don't worry. And Krishna lifted Govardhan with his left hand and held it on his little finger. That happened on this particular day, and that's why we are actually worshipping Govardhan. So Krishna said, Lord, let everybody along with the animals go take shelter under the raised mountain. And so they rest right there. There's a very nice description in Gopal Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami, that when they came there, they found that there were steps, the cavity that was created due to the lifting of Govardhan Hill. It was the cavity had a staircase leading, and there was a ramp for the animals to go down. And when they came down, they found it's a large hall, beautifully lit by all kinds of jewels, and the floor was made of beautiful stones, the pillars, and so they all were very, very excited to take shelter. And in the meantime, the rain came and started to flood. And there was a torrent of rain, and that was going to come into the water, into the cavity that was created. So Anantashesh came and created a dam around that Govardhan cavity that was created by Govardhan's lifting. So he actually prevented the water from coming in. And in the meantime, Indra sent thunder. Lightning, to find out what happened. Go and find out what happened. So lightning went back in a flash and reported to Krishna, reported to Indra. Braj is completely destroyed. Not a single soul survived. So it's completely empty now, totally destroyed. So Indra was so much happy to hear that. But then wind went back and said, no, that's not true. After eating all the food that was offered to him, this mountain became so strong that it started to float in the space. And all the residents of Vrindavan, along with the cow, the animals, domestic animals, took shelter under that mountain. Indra said, there is one mountain that I knew called Mainak, that had wings and it used to fly. But I severed its wings and it sank in the ocean. So, is that Mainak again, and grown his wing and come back? Anyway, he had said, thunder, you go and destroy this mountain. And so thunder went and started to strike the mountain. But because Krishna was holding, nothing happened. So the news went back to Indra. Even thunder couldn't do anything to the mountain. And so Indra became surprised. What's the matter? This rain, Samvartaka couldn't do anything, thunder couldn't do anything to the mountain. All the residents of Vrindavan are completely safe. So he went to his guru, Brihaspati, and asked him, Gurudev, you know, this is what has happened. Brihaspati said, Indra, you made the biggest blunder of your life. The child that you thought to be just a seven-year-old little cowherd boy is none other than your Lord himself. And can you consider what kind of offense you have committed at his lotus feet? So Indra started to tremble in fear. And has been described just like a leaf, dry leaf trembles in wind, Indra's condition was like that. And so he went and so he asked Brihaspati, please Gurudev, tell me what to do. Brihaspati said, see, the only way you can pacify him is you take shelter of Surabhi. Because Surabhi is very dear to Krishna. Now, you take shelter of Surabhi and approach Krishna. Let Surabhi first pacify Krishna. And then only you approach him. So, Indra then approached Surabhi. Surabhi immediately agreed, oh, sure, I'm happy to go to Krishna and bathe him with my milk. And so Indra, holding on to Surabhi's tail, hiding behind her, approached Krishna. And Surabhi first bathed Krishna with milk from her udders. And when Krishna was pacified, then Indra came and bathed for him. So this is the vocation of Govardhana pastimes. And there are so many beautiful descriptions of Govardhana. In Ramlila also, there is one anecdote that describes one anecdote, pastimes Govardhana. When Ramchandra was building the bridge across the ocean to reach Lanka, all the monkeys were carrying big, big boulders and mountain tops and throwing them in the ocean. And because of chanting the name of Ram, all these boulders and mountain tops were actually floating in the ocean. And so when the time came, Hanuman came to carry Govardhan, there was an announcement in the sky, the bridge is complete, there is no need for any more stones. So all the monkeys come back. Govardhan was so disappointed that he was just about to be engaged in the service of the Lord, and now he has been disappointed. Now he has been deprived of the service. So he was lamenting. Then the Lord assured him, in the next yuga, in Dwapar yuga, when I come, then you'll have lots of opportunity to serve me. And not only you will serve me, I will also engage you in my service myself. And so that is another. After the Govardhan pastime, everybody was so happy, and they started to tell the cowherd people started to tell that because we fed Krishna with all the milk and milk products, that's why Krishna became so strong that he could hold the mountain for 7 days. The cowherd ladies claimed, no, because the butter that we made, they were so delicious that Krishna came and stole those butters, and due to that, he became so strong that he could lift. The cowherd boys and other boys said, actually, Krishna was not capable of holding Govardhan. We supported him. And that's why he could hold Govardhan. Then the gopis said, actually, Krishna's left-hand side is actually the place of Radharani. And Krishna lifted Govardhan with his left hand. It is due to Radharani's mercy that Krishna could put Govardhan. So, in this way, there are many anecdotes in different Puranas about. So, at least for us, we are very fortunate that we have been able to recognize Govardhan's very special spiritual identity, and we have learned how to take shelter of Govardhan in order to receive Krishna's mercy. Rupa Goswami described that superior to Vaikuntha is Mathura. In Mathura, Vrindavan is even more superior, even more exalted, because Krishna performed his pastimes with Srimati Radharani. And even more superior or exalted is Govardhan, because Krishna himself held this mountain with his own hand. And even superior to Govardhan is Radha Kund, because that Kund, that lake, is nothing but Radharani's pure love for Krishna. That water is not water, it is the nectar Radharani's. That has been transformed. Radharani's love has been transformed into nectar. So, due to Prabhupada's mercy, due to our previous Acharya's mercy, which has been transmitted to us by Srila Prabhupada, we have got to know the such exalted spiritual understanding, the highest spiritual understanding. From whichever perspective we look at it, from whichever angle we look at it, from whichever scriptures we look at it, we always come to the understanding, the exalted position of Goloka and exalted pastimes, the most exalted aspect of Krishna's pastimes. In Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Srila Sanatana Goswami established that in Gopal Champu, in all these other scriptures, from the discussions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Ramananda Roy, the exalted position of Vrindavan and the highest aspect of devotion of the gopis of Vrindavan led by Srimati Radharani. And that has been given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and Srila Prabhupada has came, Prabhupada has come and distributed it all over the world. And as a result of that, we are getting this opportunity to have the access to the highest spiritual understanding and highest goal of life that any living entity can have. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Giriraj Govardhan ki jai, Samaveto Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Giriraj Govardhan puja ki jai, Gaur Premanande ki jai. All glory is to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, please.
It's not clear to me that Krishna and Govardhan are sometimes, he said, I am Govardhan, so it's an incarnation, but other times he's the mountain, he's the son of Drona. So is it, what type of incarnation is Govardhan?
Well, we have to understand that just as Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when manifestation as a devotee, Govardhan also is Krishna's manifestation of the devotee.
So is it like
that? Yeah, you know, like this is how, you know, like that has become the central point of Krishna's pastimes as a with his cowherd boyfriends and along with the gopi. Govardhan is the area where he performs his pastimes. And Radha Kund is situated at the feet of Govardhan.
But you know, sometimes they give names like Leela Avatar, Yuga Avatar.
No, it's not that kind of an incarnation. It's a personal expression.
I heard you were talking about Salmal Dweep. Is that dweep an art? And you know,
just on.
Is that dweep an art?
No. You see, there are seven islands. The first central one is Jambudvip, which is surrounded by saltwater ocean. Then next is Plakshadvip, and that is surrounded by sugar water ocean. in this way, there are different islands covered by different, surrounded by different oceans. Like it goes like saltwater ocean, sugar water ocean, wine ocean, then and finally it goes to the milk ocean, and beyond that milk ocean is pure water ocean. And in between there are, surrounded by them are the islands, like Jambudvip, Lakshadvip, then Jambu, Lakshadvip, Shalmani. Yes. Yes, Swami.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Welcome and thank you for such a nice description of this holy day. I wanted to know, when did the Gopal Devi manifest himself and when was he installed on top of the Gopal?
Oh, when the Gopal Devi that Madhavendra Puri discovered?
No. Because I'm reading about that now and it's so sweet.
I'm not saying Madhavendra Puri discovered it. Actually, all those deities in Vrindavan are established by Vajra, Krishna's great grandson.
Right.
He established them, but during the Muslim attacks and atrocities, sometimes the Brahmanas ran away, leaving the deities as someplace. And that's how Gopal was actually kept in a, bush, in a secluded place, which eventually became a forest. And Madhavendra Puri had a dream, and he retrieved Gopal from there. Not that Madhavendra Puri discovered, he retrieved Gopal. But Gopal was established by Vajra, Krishna's great grandson.
Thank you, Maharaj. You won't be with us on Thursday, but you were in Vrindavan when Prabhupada was leaving. So this Govardhan Puja happened just a few days before. Can you share with us anything from that time?
Yes, when Mother Moksha was announcing, I was thinking that I'll come over. Okay, so thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.
Right.